just
start getting this way.
Well, you know, at the funeral, to say my dad's service, we were meeting with him and the sister that takes care of the hymns and that. So I'm driving in the car and we're having a decent conversation. And Sue either was talking to Lisa or to someone on the phone. It's like, well, I got them a house. I'm putting Peg and them up. They'll have to kill these. I have no idea. 30 years for, I don't even know how long I've known this. It can't go on anymore. I don't know I didn't know what to do with it, but I knew I was sitting on something that was not right, that needs to be spoken. I didn't know where it needs to go, because when you guys called, I'm like, now I don't even know what you really want. I just needed, I don't know what, I just had to get it
out. You know what, honey, I'm not too sure. We can't substantiate our stories.
I know it.
We can't get proof. The state hospital is where the records are. If they can't find the police records, the state hospital records.
There is nothing.
There's nothing. Is there any other way?
Okay, let me back up.
Yeah.
Your siblings of the
family. Yeah.
Do they now know that you're there?
No.
Because
they would have.
They would not listen to it if you told them. They
no, you don't.
Well,
know.
It was pretty. It was at the time. I didn't think of not telling them, but if it wasn't, no.
If Susie didn't do it,
if Susie, if
happened.
This hadn't,
it didn't
no,
happen.
No, it didn't happen. Yeah, she would probably say that did not happen.
Okay.
Because that
you're,
was.
It's assuming.
Let's skip to the other family tree now for a second.
Okay.
Uncle Bob.
Yeah,
he dies 3 days later.
Yeah.
In California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tomorrow. Did Dale ever visit? Yeah.
Well, they were always out in California.
They hightailed it out pretty quick, didn't they?
Yeah. You know, I wonder, except his wife, Dale's, or Bob's wife.
Barbara's dad.
And his second wife,
Maggie,
is a very nice lady, I understand. But she is so thick with Susie. Mm-hmm.
But now Grandpa moved out there with him.
Yeah, Grandpa was an
amputee. We had Grandpa, I give Bob all kinds of credit. Grandpa lived with Bill and I for 12 or 15 years. I'm terrible.
On 9th Street?
No, on 8th Street. Yes, he did. On
Union.
Excuse me.
And Grandpa was T or F?
He
middle
was
name.
F.
Okay, so he moved then.
Then
to
Bob, Uncle Bob called us one day and said, "You have had Dad 12 or 15 years."
I'm not sure, California. So
and said, "I think you can send Dad out and I'll take my turn," which I really thought was wonderful of him. And so Grandpa went out to California, and he had a leg amputated and stayed there till he died.
Inventor.
And but I
Bob's children are younger than us.
Yeah, I don't know any.
Are they all?
Yeah,
and the ones my age. Jennifer's my age,
and then all the rest are younger.
And he's an older guy.
Yeah. His wife was semi-invalid. She was ill a
and
lot.
And you don't think that there was an opportunity there?
I don't. By that time.
Went out to California and visit them.
No.
Yeah, no.
I don't.
Okay.
Would be pretty unlikely. You know, who knows? I would they say that anybody believed he came up and did what he did at the Kildee House? Who knows, you know? But I think because of his age, he was an amputee at the time, that he really wasn't. Or I'm talking about Grandpa. Dale, I don't think the opportunity was there for him.
Well, he
was
married then.
Yeah.
I don't think
he'd
go. And
Dale was teaching up until the time he became a state.
Yes.
Okay. Well, he taught, when was he the Pakistan? Because he used to come and show us his.
He did the education thing there, and it's in his bio.
Okay.
But I never know if those were actually.
And he was in the seminary till the year before he was to be ordained. I know that.
Okay.
He left the year he was to be ordained a priest. And I know that Patrick followed in his footsteps and started that, and so did a couple of our other
local
boys.
And he was a teacher during the time he was making the visits?
Wait, what was he?
What was his occupation when he was making all the visits? When
teacher.
The period that Patrick was 12 to 16 years old.
Yeah, he was a teacher.
He was a teacher. Okay.
Never thought. Never, never thought.
You wouldn't.
No. No.
Except by walking in and, you know, a surprise entrance in or catching something.
Any of Pat's friends ever, was there any conversations with you and your neighbors as such that...
Okay. I did talk to Chuck in a roundabout way without going into detail. I asked Chuck if Pat had ever confided, and I talked to him the other night.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And no. Mm-mm. I said, you know, Chuck thinks the world of me, which is weird because this kid, as messed up as he is, he came from one of the wealthiest families in town. He's a mess. But I thought, wow, I wonder if this happened to Chuck too, because that might explain Chuck, you know.
Yeah.
Michael Casey, the other one, I would think that Dan Burden would have confided in. Nobody confided Dan Burden. Remember, he left town. He was working for the Record Eagle. But anyway, I have tried to kind of, in a gentle way, have a conversation, and I don't know.
Nobody can call the Record Eagle and say, what happened to Dan Burden?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Oh, I could.
Is it B-U-R-T-O-N?
B-U-R-D-E-N. They lived in, his mom was a nurse. There was Tim, Dan, and Billy, and what was, not Burden, I'm sorry, Persick. P-E-R-S-C-Y-K. The Persicks.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to think how it's spelled.
P-E-R-S-Y-K.
Persick. Yes, there's a C in there. Persick. Yeah.
Mike Mulcahy, I think, would have come forward and said something if he knew something, because that family is that way. They're one of 12. They're very, very, they're a wonderful family. And I honestly think if Mike knew something,
I know he would.
No.
Nope, he wouldn't have.
So, you know what? What else? Because there's nothing to substantiate our. That's why I came down here, was to substantiate Sandy. But, you know what? This won't hold up anywhere.
Well, what this is going to take, I think we're done, right?
Uh-huh. I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go.
House in New Mexico. We went to Truth or Consequence. Or no, we weren't there. What's the town we went through that we said Pat lived in? In that little, that little yellow house.
Oh, right here, Marion.
Right here, Patrick, Marion. Patrick was in Marion. That was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we came down. He worked an Indian show.
Jewelry.
Sold it on the front street. And we went back to the house. And Pat and I always talked about Dale. And I was saying that we had planned for years what to do and we couldn't come up with anything. And Pat's thinking, and we never could figure out what we should do.
So you talked to Pat?
Yes, Pat knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, well, I guess I don't know.
I think that's important. That changes my mind.
So Patrick wanted to do something.
Oh, yeah, at that time. At that time. But God knows, God knows what he's doing now. What's in his mind, or if Susie has gotten to
him. Because we can expose him.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something that I never should say, but I face Susie. I'm a great facer. I don't like to live with anything. If there's something wrong, let's us have it out, but we're going to find out what's wrong.
Well, that's where I get
that. And I said to Susie, how can you befriend Dale Kildee when you know what he has done to your brother? And she said, well, I'm not befriending him. I'm using him. That's it.
Okay.
So, in other words, she is